Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, AM 1400, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara County. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Or if you're outside of the area code is 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is courageous leadership. Each of my guests is discussing communicating how to become a gutsy leader. My first guest is a successful businessman and consultant. He helps individuals and companies create unparalleled success. He's the master of workarounds that keep you moving ahead in work and in life. We'll discuss his latest book, Workarounds at Work. My second guest is a straight-talking CNBC reporter who demands a modern solution to our nation's social and economic woes, a return to our political roots of fiscal conservatism, limited government, and personal accountability. We'll discuss her latest book, You Know I'm Right, More Prosperity, Less Government. My third guest knows what it takes to be a strong leader. He's the retired executive vice president and chief operating officer of Microsoft Corporation. He's identified the 10 steps that make any leader courageous and bold. And as always, if you want to join the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Russell Bishop has started 5 successful companies. He has become a recognized expert in personal and organizational transformation, helping individuals and companies create unparalleled success. He's an early pioneer in the field of large group personal development. Russell created Insight Seminars way back in 1978. To date, over 1 million people in 34 different countries have graduated from Insight. In the year 2000, Russell started Bishop and Bishop, a business consulting firm. His clients include Fortune 500 companies. Russell is a senior editor at large for the Huffington Post. His weekly blog is read by tens of thousands of readers and focuses on improving the quality of life on every level. Russell received his master's degree in educational psychology at the University of California at Davis. He currently resides in Santa Barbara with his wife. He's an avid golfer and an amateur chef. Welcome to the show, Russell. How are you today?
Hey, Bill, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on, especially since you're a thought leader in productivity and making workarounds that work. But I want to start with, what is it in this area that attracts so many different consultants? I mean, I see in your book that David Allen wrote the foreword to your book, and he lives right here in Ojai in Ventura County. So what is it about Santa Barbara and Ventura counties that produces so many productivity consultants, or they gravitate to this area?
Well, I think that's a pretty easy question, especially in a wintry day. You look outside, and although we think it's cold, the rest of the world would be in shorts.
That is true. It is a lovely place, and it is something about it's a nice place to live. You might as well, you got to work somewhere. It might as well be here. All right,
absolutely.
So diving into your book, Workarounds That Work, one of the key issues when it comes to working around a problem is what you call framing the problem. I mean, too often we get stuck framing the problem in only one way. So give us some ideas for examining a problem and then reframing it. And in particular, I've really drawn to the example in your book that you have of Mitchell when he wants to get out of the hospital. So use that story as an example of reframing, if you will, please.
Absolutely. Just for a little tiny context, a workaround is simply a way to get something moving when you're stuck. And that might be a simple thing to keep in mind. How you frame the problem is the problem. The more you tell yourself it's a problem, the more stuck you'll probably stay. That's just the way our brains work. So Mitchell, as he prefers to be called, was a cable car gripman in San Francisco, glamorous job, good guy, riding to work on a motorcycle, gets hit by a car, The motorcycle explodes. He's burned 65% of his body, third degree, loses all of his face, his fingers. I mean, just a disaster. Long, painful recovery. Finally comes back undaunted by this horribly disfiguring thing. He becomes a pilot. And then the plane crashes on landing in Colorado, and he winds up paralyzed. So here's a guy that is completely devastated, and he's still going to take charge of his life. As he is fond of saying, there were 10,000 things I could do before I was paralyzed. There's 9,000 now. Who's going to bemoan the 1,000 I lost? Let's celebrate the 9 I have. He's trying to get out of the hospital after a long rehab, and finally he just takes over the weekly rehab meeting, shoves the lead doctor's chair aside, wheels his wheelchair up to the front, asks the doctor to take a seat, and says, this is my meeting, this is my life, I'm leaving this week. The doctor protests, and Mitchell says, no, we don't understand. I'm not your patient, you're my servant. Your job is get me out of here this week. So he just gave up the notion that he's the victim of the doctor's choice, and became the master of his own destiny.
I love it. And therein may lie the answer to some of our healthcare problems as well. But I think one of the interesting things that story points out, and it's certainly one of the aspects of your book, is the emphasis that you place on responsibility. It's not responsibility. You frame it a different way. You call it responsibility. So what do you mean by that?
Well, the word simply means having the ability to respond. Now, most of us think it means about duty, blame, obligation, fault. It simply means when you encounter any situation, first consider what are your options, what are your choices, or, as the word suggests, what responses do you have available to you? Then you want to map those choices, options, or responses against your capabilities. Some choices or responses might work for somebody else, but not me. I don't have that capability. So how can you assess the combination of options and and capability so you make a good choice to move ahead? But it's always your choice to come up with the options, your choice to move, and that's what I try to encourage in all my work is, where do you want to go? Own the outcome. Get moving.
All right, we're talking to Russell Bishop, everybody. His book, Workarounds That Work, How to Conquer Anything That Stands in Your Way at Work. And I thought it was interesting, you also looked at some of the more common obstacles or roadblocks that you encounter as you work across company after company after company. What are some of those common roadblocks that you hear? Because I'm sure my listeners can empathize or sympathize with some of the ones that you're about to tell us.
Well, I'm sure if you're working in an organization, you're probably spending way more time in meetings than you would ever wish on anybody. And in all likelihood, that you're having meetings about the meetings you had meetings about. Because people aren't clear about purpose, they don't get clear about actions, and they won't make choices. And if you're further than stuck in an organization that is kind of blocked up, if you will, what I call consensus constipation, every time you try to get to a decision, somebody else has another, yeah, but what about? And if you think consensus is the game, you'll stop everything in your tracks to take the naysayer into account so everybody gets on board. That's huge. So I'm a big fan of, hey, let's get figuring out where we're going and why we're going there, find the people who want to go, and get moving. The rest of the folks will come on board if they really want to be part of the solution. And the ones who are just there to say no, well, they'll never get on board anyway, so don't bother.
Ah, but therein lies the problem, Russell. I mean, what role does resistance or inertia play when you're trying to overcome some of these obstacles?
Well, a good teacher of mine 30, 40 years ago, when I was complaining to him about how resistant a particular group was, said, I just have to reframe, and there's the reframe game again. They don't resist as much as they don't understand. So in other words, when you see people resisting, what they're probably saying inside themselves is, this isn't safe. I don't know how I'm going to succeed or come out whole in this process. So instead of trying to convince, educate instead. Help them understand, and they'll find a way to move.
All right. Let's talk about that reframing, because in the book you have great examples of how you really reframe things. And let's talk about a subject that's common to everybody who's listening to the sound of our voice, and that is money. You know, we all want to make more money, But if you were to take that problem, how would you reframe it so that you better understand what the problem is and maybe free somebody up from that inertia that they're facing?
Well, it's pretty rare that someone doesn't want more of the green stuff in their life. And it's also rare that people get enough. And Eric Hofstadter, an old longshoreman philosopher, said he can never get enough of what you don't really want.
Isn't that
true? The first thing I ask people to do when money is their issue, I ask them, let's imagine you've got all that you want. What's true now in terms of the quality of your experience? I don't care about the size of your cars or the number of houses, but what do you think you'll experience if you have the money you really want? And that then leads people to say things like, well, I'd have freedom, I'd be independent, I'd be secure, you know, I'd feel successful, I'd be powerful. We say, so what you're really after is those qualitative experiences. Let's find out, how could you be more free today? How could you be more independent today? How could you be more successful today? And build it into the process of making money so that you're not always chasing a carrot that you're never going to catch.
All right.
There's a dilemma there. The more you get what you really want, the less the other thing matters, in this case the money. The less it matters, the easier it is to create.
Oh, that is great. And that is the dilemma. That is the advantage of what Russell Bishop has to teach us in his book, Workarounds at Work. All right, Russell, let's take another one and help reframe the right job or the right career. A lot of people are stuck or feel that they're stuck in their job or career right now because the economy is lousy. They don't want to make a move, et cetera, et cetera. So reframe that for us a little bit so that we can get out of the inertia that we're facing.
Well, you know, but one of the interesting things about all the fear is that fear is something creates a contraction, because I try to pull in, so I'm going to be less vulnerable. And the more you pull in and try to be less vulnerable, the less you're doing exactly your theme of the today's show, is the less you're being courageous. And leaders in organizations are looking for other people to take on some of the responsibility and to evidence that courage. So when I work with somebody on a career counseling thing, I love to take on the word courage, but I don't mean as bravado and foolishly rushing in where the angels fear to tread. The word courage, some will say, comes from the French word cœur, which means heart, and the suffix age is like the suffix of sage. It means the wisdom. And so truly courageous behavior means having the wisdom of the heart. So Michael Winston, who lives down in Thousand Oaks, had been recruited into Countrywide from Merrill Lynch to do some leadership transformation.
Mm-hmm.
Turned out that wasn't really the case. He was window dressing because the SEC was on their case for not having a senior role showed up or staffed. Michael shows up with his team, quickly finds out that the guys were involved in fraud, and he stands up inside himself and says, no, wait a minute, I got some very serious compensation on the line here, and I also have my ethics. So he rose to the wisdom of his heart, raised it to the board. The board sanctioned him, threatened him, said if he went anywhere with the information, they'd fire him. He did go. He blew the whistle. He got fired, and just last week, 2 weeks ago, he won a $3.8 million judgment against Countrywide and Bank America for their malicious behavior against him, who pointed out the fraud going on at Countrywide.
Wow. An incredible story. We're talking to Russell Bishop, everybody, author of the book, Workarounds That Work, How to Conquer Anything That Stands in Your Way. Russell, if people really are intrigued by what they hear, they want to learn more about you, learn more about your book or your consulting, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
My website is russellbishop.com. Russell has two S's and two L's, so just one slurred word, russellbishop.com. There you can get a free chapter of the book, as well as learn about things that I do and have some provoking thoughts that might help you in your job, career, or life in general.
All right. That's russellbishop.com. Russell, it's been a real privilege having you on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Hey, I really appreciate it, Billy. Have a great day, and I love the courage theme.
All right. Thanks so much, Russell. We'll talk to you later.